Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416 is the number. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country, ours, the Big Island. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Let's open up the show with Shawnee Chilbrow. Gammon, do enjoy.
What makes me really weak is you have black fellas saying gammon real gammon way. They need to go to Gammon Anonymous and see a gammonologist so they can go and get some gammon prescription and get some gammon medicine. And next time when you're watching TV and the classification says G, well, you know what that G stands for now? It stands for gammon. And when it says PG, well, that stands for proper gammon. I could just see at the next Gammon Awards, this year's gammon goes to Shawnee Chilbrow. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank my gammon mum and all my gammon fans out there. Now we're going to break into a gammon song. This year's Gammon Awards. I'm gammon. I'm more gammon than he is. He's not even gammon. It's my Gammon Awards.
Ooh, yeah.
You gammon. I'm gammon. Everybody's gammon. We are everyday gammon people.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I give it to you, baby. You be kissing me with fabulous looks.
It's the reason why I be fall for you. I only love my love you through.
You give me love, that's what you do. And if love is a crime, I'm a criminal. I would break every rules for you, but I never got time 'cause my time is for you.
My love is your love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or Fendi. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly. Baby girl, ooh,
nothing fancy. She's a beauty, natural island girl, nothing but smooth skin. Proper curly hair with them tight jeans. The way you dress up, girl, is fantastic. You wonder why you be kissing my eyes. What's a cobra? I'm hypnotized. Right now, I don't tell no lies. Come here, come here, come here, come, come here, come here for me, girl. Now let me whisper in your ear and sing you this song here.
Love is a love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or Fendi. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
With yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleby Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Now, La Trobe University research project that aims to improve outcomes for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander mothers and babies has received $2.9 million in federal government funding. Led jointly by La Trobe's Professor Della Foster from the Judith Lumley Centre in the collaboration with community elder Anigina Bundle. The research team will work with a number of communities in Victoria to implement and expand culturally safe continuity of care for women having an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander baby. This project builds on the work La Trobe has previously undertaken with the Victorian Aboriginal Community-Controlled Health Organisation, that's VACHO, and three major hospitals to develop its care model, which links women with the same midwife who cares for them throughout their pregnancy, birth and postpartum period. So with that, I'm going to catch up again now with Professor Della Foster from the Judith Lumley Centre at La Trobe University, and we have Professor Della on the line. Good morning, Professor Della. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Good, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a team effort, a fantastic opportunity here when we're talking about money. Money's a tool, and the federal government giving that funding, $2.9 million, for this research support, fantastic for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander mothers and babies. So it's a nice platform in regarding support and guiding our First Nation women having babies, yes?
Yeah, it's a way of making sure that women who are having a First Nations baby have access to sort of their own a midwife they get to know during pregnancy, who works in a small group of midwives who especially culturally sort of trained to make sure they provide appropriate care for these women and babies and families.
Well, yeah, I mean, having a baby, male talking, but it could be daunting for some women, thank you, you know, but in regards to a safe delivery, what have you. But we're talking about the cultural aspect side of it as well and feeling at ease when you've got a partner beside you, as in the midwife, knowing the partner and the midwife person, well, respect to the culture, that's a good ingredient, you could say.
It's a fantastic ingredient because traditionally, you know, for many years now, hospitals have been sort of places that women might, having a First Nations baby, might be scared to come to because there's been racism and that sort of stuff. So having someone beside them, like you say, like a partner who's with them on the journey, really can make a difference.
All right, fantastic. So funding for this research, what was the lead up to it and what was happening before this space? I mean, $2.9 million at the table now, which makes it a solid foundation regarding platform. But where were we
really
at before
this? Yeah, well, it actually started like about 10 years ago. We did some work where we provided this continuity of midwife care, so this known midwife for women for sort of low-risk women having a baby, and we really found it made a difference to sort of their outcomes. They had healthier babies, they were born at the right, you know, age and everything. Then we were sort of talking about this original research with, you know, talking about it everywhere, and some people from VACHO, the Victorian Aboriginal Controlled Health Organisation, were listening to us, and they said, we want this for our mob as well.
Sure, yeah.
So then we actually got another grant, like about 10 years ago or something now, for $1.5 million. And we started this program, and we did it at three big hospitals in Melbourne. And we went from six women having a First Nations baby during 3 years, you know, in the sort of years before, to 700 women in 3 years. And the outcomes were unbelievable, like less babies who were lost, who died, less babies who were born early. The women were much happier. They were more likely to start breastfeeding. So much higher numbers of healthy babies. So then we thought to ourselves, we want to share this and spread it out further. Our aim really is that all women having a First Nations baby
across
in
the nation.
Victoria would have it. Yeah, would have this. So this new grant of nearly $3 million really makes a difference. It means we can spread it out to another 5, 6, 7, 8 hospitals in Victoria.
Beautiful.
You know, we can talk with local mob and get it right for their area, but we've got some money to get it going. And like you said, money is such an important sort of tool.
It is, yes. Well, the proof's in the pudding, pardon the pun, but here it is, you know, success with
it
all.
That's right.
Fantastic, you know. And then when we're talking about helping the mother-to-be, not only in the physical sense, mental, emotional, spiritual sense, you could say, in regard to the cultural connection. Midwives, are we talking First Nation midwives?
Yeah, well, when we first started, that's our aim, definitely,
yes.
So that they would be. In Victoria, when we started at our three hospitals, I think we had one First Nations midwife. Now, at the main hospital where we've done the work, the Royal Women's Hospital, we've got six midwives, three of them, I think even maybe four, just recently, are First Nations. So four out of the six are First Nations.
Beautiful.
So, yes, we definitely sort of, part of the whole aim is that we sort of really increase the number of First Nations midwives in the system and definitely working in these models. And we like to try and help student midwives who are First Nations to also sort of come along and be part of, you know, do their clinical placements in these models where we can.
Well, exactly. And, we as First Nation people, we know, number one ingredient is black on black. So when you've got our mob working with our mob, with our patients, what have you, that is a strong foundation as well. But congratulations, to the funding, and thank you to the federal government for the funding. And it just creates a stronger foundation, a space to help Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander mothers and babies. So thank you very much, Professor Della.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks so much.
We'll be in touch.
Thanks for having me.
You take care.
Okay, please do. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there, Professor Della Foster, her name is, from the Judith Lumley Centre at La Trobe University. And look, as I mentioned, the federal government are giving out funding for the fantastic support for the research to support Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander mothers and babies and creating a good space as well, and having First Nation midwives at the table as well, and focus on increasing that space as well. So, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, there is a beautiful track there. That's Japana Yoti Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindi Country. BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Looking at the news, the Australian, furious top Liberal donors to close wallets. Dark days, Peter Dutton's resounding defeat on Saturday has Liberal Party donors questioning their commitment as leaders, leadership contenders like Susan Ley and Angus Taylor prepare for a party room meeting on its future. Top Liberal Party donors are pulling their financial support for the party, blame the combination of disorganised election campaign and Peter Dutton's Labor-like policy platform, saying without early wholesale changes, they won't be given in 3 years' time. As the Federal Liberals parliamentary team prepares to vote, and actually Mr Dutton's replacement of opposition leader is out, donors and long-term supporters have raised concerns about the party's failure to attack Labor and overall direction on tax reform, energy policy, and that's coming from the Australian. And looking at other news here, we got after millions collapsed, we're talking about Clive Palmer. Trumpet of Patriots fails to win lower house seat despite Texas and millions spent on ads. It turns out that the spamming millions of voters with unsolicited texts does not help in an election. At least it did not for billionaire Clive Palmer's party, Trumpet of Patriots. Mr Palmer told the Daily Telegraph his party spent a whopping $60 million on the election campaign, splashing advertisements across newspaper, television screens, social media platforms and billboards ahead of polling day. The media blitz aimed to promote about 100 Trumpet of Patriot candidates gunning for seats in the lower house and in every state in the Senate. Federal politics live updates. Get the live updates. Get the latest news as the party's mull election version. Find out what's happening in your seats as countries continue. Despite the colossal campaign spent this year's election, results show the fringe party has failed to pick up seat in the House of Representatives. That's the same result that Mr. Palmer's United Australian Party had in 2022 when he spent $123 million and turned that into a single Senate seat. There's still some hope for the Trumpet of Patriots in the Senate, but those results will not become clear for at least another week without counting continues, while contending, counting continues. Inspired by US President Donald Trump, the party campaigned on a platform of cutting immigration, limiting foreign ownership of Australian property, and removing the woke agenda from schools. As of 6 p.m. on Monday night, Trumpet of Patriots had won 249,165 first preference votes. That is less than 2% of the primary vote, which places it alongside minor parties such as Family First and Legalised Cannabis Australia. Analysts from media, from Agile shows, Trumpet of Patriots spent more than $24.1 million across television ads and on demand video content and YouTube advertisement during this election. That is the most money spent by a party on campaign ads. The election closely followed by $24 million for Labor and $20.7 million for the Coalition and $4 million for the Greens and other parties. Trumpets of Patriots also flooded millions of Australians with unsolicited text messages ahead of polling day without providing a way to opt out of them. The Australian Electoral Commission, AEC, said the behaviour was legal under Australian law. So that's where it sits regarding Trumpet of Patriots. Have your say, Yana Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. I want to also give a big shout-out, congratulations to Matt Smith, who won Leichhardt up here, Labor man, and condolences going out to Jeremy Neal, who represented LNP. But all is here for your yarn on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. being swallowed by the sea, holding barriers of rock sea walls, uncertain destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land. Island family.
Earth is warming, feel the climate change. It's not how it was before. Surging storms and mighty sea waves, they're crashing on the shore. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land. Island family.
Yeah, Daily Track there, that's Forever, Moses Warrison and friends. Big shout out, Moses, hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Yana Upstrong here on National Talk Black. Give us a call. Have you say 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Michael on the line. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Yeah,
Michael Angela Newby. Good morning, my brother. Before we start, Bala, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
Yeah,
go ahead. Who your mob?
Yeah, right across
Five Kids, once known as Torres Strait.
Why, yes.
Miriam Nation, Coral Reef, Bukalo Girls, right across New Guinea.
Yes.
Coastline there. Polynesia.
Mm.
Island of Niue and New Caledonia.
Beautiful, my brother.
Australia, Cape York.
In Australia, Cape York, beautiful. Thank you for intro there. What you want to talk about, my brother?
Yeah, just wanted to talk about, like, we had this election going.
Yes.
We're going to have our Indigenous elections. Set up our own government.
Set up our own government? There is an Indigenous party led by Coco Wharton. We did have a yarn with him on air here. Do have a party. Is that what you're talking about in that sense?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, like, you have a Murray government, Koori government, you know, set up as the provisional government, like was proposed in the 80s by, you know, Monday.
Mm.
Hansel and them were talking about it back then, Charlie Perkins and talking about it back then, like the...
Yeah, so the vision is a black government that looks after black space, but then communicates with, you could say, the white government is what I'm picking up, yep?
Well, the white government can keep their little constitution and their laws and everything. We set up our own. We set up our own government.
Mm.
And that way we got rights to our minerals.
Yeah.
Because the minerals are on our land.
Yeah.
And we have private, you know, individuals owning millions of lands and ripping us off.
Sure. You think that concept will work and that's that empowers our First Nation people?
Yeah, they're talking about closing the gap all the time, but...
Nothing's being done.
Progress to close the gap.
Mm.
Only... Right to our resources,
yep.
Mineral resources and everything else, our land, our minerals,
mm.
So that when you close that gap, it'll be in the trillions.
Mm.
And because we built this country for free, you know, free labor, slave labor, and, you know, they owe us trillions of dollars. Even for using the state, using the water stream.
Hmm. Well, when you're talking about private companies mining on our land, for example, First Nation people get nothing out of that. There are some contracts that create a passive ongoing royalty type income, but not to the full extent, is what I'm picking up from you.
Ridiculous
retreat.
And people are living next to this gold mine or dime. If you look at the community all around there, some of them play with that from water system.
Yeah. And to have that in place, Michael, I would think that there would probably have to be a referendum to make that happen. I'm finding it hard hearing you, my brother. You driving, you got me on speaker, have you? Brother? Michael, I'm just saying I can't really hear you. Are you driving? And have you got me on speaker? Yeah, I'm losing you, brother. Call back, my brother. That's Michael Angelo Newey having his say, talking about after the election and his vision regarding, back in the day, Mr. Perkins and fellow associates were talking about a black government. And that's what I'm picking up from Michael Angelo Newey as a version of that, having a black government. But yeah, then he went to the speaker, and I think he's driving at the same time, so I couldn't find the hard hearing him. Michael, give me a call back so we can continue that yarn, but preferably when you're not driving. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor. First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect. Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, beautiful track there. TCS, Singni Ripu. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? You are yarning with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy country. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Other news, ABC News here. A financial investigation ordered as remote Cape York businesses close. Australia's northernmost mainland community has been without its only supermarket for almost 2 months. The service station at the Cape York town of Sesia is also closed and visitors cannot book into campground. Many in the community of 260 are not sure why these services have closed, but workers say they have not been paid and it has triggered a corporate government governance probe. The remote town's main service businesses are run by a community-owned organisation called Cessia Enterprises. It launched in 1996 as part of an effort to generate employment in the remote communities near the tip of Cape York, 1,000 kilometres north of Cairns. My vision was that if we can start businesses that made money for us, we can be here for a long time instead of going back to government for money, said one of his founders, Joseph Elu. Mr. Elu said he was worried about what the closures would mean for the community's future. We worked very hard for Cessia to become a successful community, and in the time of a bloody eye blink, we lost it. Door closes to community. So in early March, the door suddenly closed on Cessia Enterprises supermarket and service station. It's not clear when the shops will reopen, and in the meantime, residents are travelling 6 kilometres to the town of Bamiga to buy food and fuel. The closures occurred after five new directors joined the board of Cessia Enterprise. But in a statement, they said that the organisation firmly refutes its denies any claims it is responsible for the closure. Among the new board members are Chairman Jeffrey Anabar and Aaron Faso, a well-known actor who has appeared on ABC TV series such as The Straits and Black Comedy. The statement said the board was assessing the company's financial situation with a focus on revitalising Celsia. The board said it was assessing the financial status of the business and would not comment on operational aspects of the business until it had a comprehensive picture of its finances. In the meantime, Cessia resident Gregory Bond said he was still turning up to work unpaid in the hope of one day being paid what he was owed. He has worked for the company for 23 years and said the company was suffering. People need fuel for their cars and boats to go out fishing and all that, he says. He said the freezer malfunction after the shop closed led to spoiled food. There's a lot of bread we threw out and half pallet of chicken with pies, peaches and all the frozen stuff. Police investigation. The board overhaul came after the resignation of former director Francis Elu. The circumstances that led to him stepping down are under police scrutiny. Francis Elu said Mr. Verasso and his brother James approached him late last year to discuss a proposal for new investment into Cessia Enterprises. During a second conversation with the brothers in December, Mr. Elu alleges he was pressured to resign as a director because of the business financial position and allegations of corruption. They told me that look, Cessia is in a mess and that people will probably get thrown in jail and all this stuff, Francis Liu said. 4 days later, he made the formal complaint to Queensland Police, which is now investigation in nature of that meeting. Aaron Faso, and he strongly rejected any allegations he had coerced Francis Liu to quit. James Faso, who's not on the Cessia Enterprise Board, has been contacted for comment. No charges have been laid and the ABC has not suggested any wrongdoing. So that's where it's at in regards to Cessia and the enterprise that's happening up there in Cape York. Have you seen Jan Armstrong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. With that, let's go to Black Image. And that's all the way from Hopewell. Beautiful land to see. Do enjoy.
Listen to the rain pouring down on the carpet land. Yendaba Napi Bamanda, Yendaba Katjana Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Beautiful track there, My Island Home, Mitch Tambo and Voice of Lele here on Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. And a big thank you also to Christian Anu. Your Daily Program, National Talk Black, about to sign off for today's program. Thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on the daily number 1-800-422-416. A big shout out to our NERS. Thank you very much. National News Radio Service put us across the airways and across the country and also across the country. A big shout out to the First Nation radio stations and all the work that they do in regarding our news, our music, our yarns. Too deadly. Trendy Trev sign off. Look, take care, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we've got the news coming up via NERS, so stay tuned for that. Let's have Chris Phillips take us up to the news. My people, do enjoy.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people across the land, don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up. People.